why did Michigan need this kind of program specifically for people with autism?
In the past, Michigan has not had the services and providers in Michigan to service people with the autism spectrum disorder. So this new state plan that was just launched yesterday on Monday, March 18th, is very important to the direction and the map of where we want to go in Michigan.
Lisa, are you concerned about certain barriers that exist in Michigan that prevent us from helping people with autism?
We definitely have barriers, which is why we had a plan and immediate call to action. We have, you know, some barriers of not having enough providers to meet the needs of children, specifically board-certified behavioral analysts. We have some barriers in kids getting in a timely fashion to get diagnosed. And then also places where people can easily access resources within their communities.
Now, the state passed a law last year requiring insurance companies to pay for childhood autism treatments. Is that also part of why we're seeing this new plan now?
Absolutely. So the kickoff of the reform is definitely part of this plan. There were a group of individuals working on the plan actually before the legislation was passed. So they've really been working simultaneously together to look at what the needs are in the state as well as how we can go about meeting the needs and improving the quality of lives for people with autism.
What are some of the key elements of this program?
So we have several key elements of it. First of all, we launched our state plan, which really has seven different recommendation findings that we will be working on. We'll be working on infrastructure. We'll be working on family engagement, early identification intervention services. We'll be working on education supports and services, along with adult services, physical, mental, and behavioral health care, and then training and professional development.
So for parents who have a child with autism or a service provider who works with individuals who have autism, how do they access some of these resources?
So one of the first places they could go is www.michigan.gov/autism. And this new website that was actually just launched on Monday has a very good overview of not only what autism spectrum disorder is, some of the basics for families so they can learn about early screening, maybe what some of the treatments may be, the details of the state plan, how to get involved. It also has the autism insurance legislation listed there so people can take a look at, you know, several different resources within that.
In a best case scenario, Lisa, what kind of impact or change do you hope this program has in Michigan?
We really hope to start out that we are doing a much better job of screening and getting early interventions to people diagnosed with autism. We feel that if we continue to work collectively and intensely on this issue, we will have more people diagnosed at an early age and also be able to get them into the therapies that they need so that they can develop, so that they can go to school with their peers, they can learn lifelong skills, and ultimately get a job with insurance and be able to live either independently or somewhat independently, which will be a huge change for a lot of people because they haven't had those resources in the past.
Lisa Grost is the Autism Administrator for the Michigan Autism Program. Lisa, thanks for speaking with us.
Thank you very much for your time and interest in the Autism Plan.